Good afternoon, everyone. My name is John Bowling. I'm president here at Olivet Nazarene University, and of course I'm being joined today by Phil Emery, general manager of the Bears, and we have some good news to announce. Most of you know that for the last 12 years, Olivet Nazarene University has hosted the summer training camp for the Chicago Bears. Across those years, it's been a growing relationship, and it seems like every year the camp has been better than the year before. And today, we are jointly announcing that the Chicago Bears and Olivet have agreed to renew and extend our relationship for an additional 9 years after this year. That's a particularly significant development, I think, both for Olivet and for the Chicago Bears. From the university standpoint, it allows us to do a better job in our planning for facility development year after year as we try to continue to improve facilities for the university, for the Chicago Bears, and particularly for the fans that come and participate in the training camp. So it'll help us as we plan for the future, and I think give some stability as well for the Chicago Bears as they plan. I want to particularly acknowledge and express our appreciation to the entire Bears organization. Everyone has been so cooperative with the university in working out this new arrangement. Mr. Ted Phillips, President and CEO, has personally been involved, and of course we've worked with Phil and Coach Tressman and others to make sure that the arrangements are such that the Bears will continue to develop and the university needs will be met as well. So we're pleased to make this announcement today, and we look forward to extending the relationship for the next 9 years and probably for years beyond that as well. Phil?
Well, as Dr. Bowling said, we're pleased, and I'm very excited to be a part of this process. I was here for the first camp, obviously in a different role as an area scout, and so this is my fourth total here in Bourbonnais, and there's so many people to thank, but it's been a great experience to see the university grow and the Bears to grow in their ability to connect with their fans through camp in the last 12 years, and we're very much looking forward to the further extension of that relationship and the growth of that relationship. There's so many people to thank, and like Dr. Bowling said, himself and Gary Griffin, who's been very much involved, and Matt Whitus, our ownership as a group, and obviously led by the McCaskey family and represented today here by Brian, in terms of their commitment of always doing things first class, and that's what's made this relationship such an exciting one. It is both sides have extended themselves to do everything right in a first-class way to give our fans a great experience and to allow us to compete for a championship, to put us in position through their time and efforts to make it a great camp. The facilities here are second to none. It's been very interesting to listen to the out-of-town folks that come through, people from the national media that see all the camps. The expression is this has been second to none that they've seen. They're very appreciative of how they're treated when they're in town and the access that we have. It starts with this facility. You know, this wasn't here 12 years ago, but there's been a tremendous commitment. This is, in terms of we've used it in so many ways. We have our personnel meetings here. We have our walkthroughs here. We have our weightlifting sessions here. Our rehab is done in these pools. And it just speaks of the commitment of the university to their students and to the Bears. What a great touch point for our fans. If anything that I've learned as a general manager is how important camp is to be able for the fans to be able to reach out and actually kind of feel the players, see who they are, see how they react, have an interaction. And I've certainly have had that benefit of getting to know our fans better, and I know our players have. The facility in terms of the field space, how it's set up, all the different fan experiences we have is a credit to this to ONU and the commitment that they have to make things better for their students and, again, the Bears.
I think the timing of the announcement is particularly interesting in that yesterday we set an all-time record for attendance here at Bears Camp. The previous record had been 12,000, and we had 20,000 for one practice yesterday afternoon. And again, I think it's a tribute to the Chicago Bears and the loyalty of their fans, but hopefully also a commendation that the facilities here at Olivet do make it easy for moms and dads and their kids and fans of all ages to come and get close and really feel part of the Chicago Bears experience. In the years to come, we anticipate extending the facilities and improving our facilities year by year, and hopefully the camp will just continue to get better as we work together.